always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Creston. An updated indictment against former President Donald Trump for his alleged efforts to overturn the 2020 election. It was filed by special counsel Jack Smith as a response to the Supreme Court's ruling granting immunity to acts taken as president. This indictment focusing on Donald Trump, the candidate, not the president, says ABC legal contributor Chana Lloyd.
It's going to be really interesting because this is going to boil down to how people see these acts and what was actually done. These modifications were done to ensure that the Supreme Court's ruling was respected.
Israel launching a large-scale military operation in the occupied West Bank. At least 9 Palestinians were killed. Those in the city of Jenin fearful of a broadened Middle East war. AT&T cell phone customers in at least 4 states unable to get service on Tuesday, some without 911 connections for hours. AT&T says it was a software issue that's been resolved. The mosquito-borne Triple E virus responsible for the death of a 44-year-old man in New Hampshire this week. This is ABC News. 6 people now under arrest in kidnapping in Connecticut. It's a weird story. ABC's Marcus Solis says the victims were house hunting in Danbury when a van rear-ended their Lamborghini and the couple was taken.
Surveillance video shows the van racing down Clapboard Ridge Road Sunday, at one point going across the double yellow line, nearly hitting an oncoming Subaru driven by Carly Batista.
Literally, if I didn't swerve, he would have hit me like on the driver's side, like head on. And with how fast like the car was going, I probably would have ended up in the ICU or something.
That van eventually crashed, the suspects taking off on foot. But inside the vehicle, Danbury police found a husband and wife in their 50s with duct tape around their hands and feet.
And with the opening ceremonies of the Paralympics in Paris set to start in a few hours, the Olympic Organizing Committee in France now says 2 million tickets have been sold for the Games, including 1 million sold in just the last month. More than 4,000 athletes from around the world will be taking part. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
And now for the Pella Play-by-Play, I'm Jeff Levering alongside Gina Della from Pella.
Thanks, Jeff. How do you say welcome?
With a new entry door from Pella.
Say it with color.
Like baseball bat oak or foul pole yellow?
Say it with class.
Like following players' unwritten baseball rules?
With clarity.
Like a no-doubter shot off the scoreboard.
And with this great deal, 0% interest for up to 60 months with no money down in equal payments.
That's the ball game. A Pella walk-off.
Schedule your free in-home consultation at PellaWI.com.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
I'm Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anytime at the WISS website at WISS.FM.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Supreme Court will not take up a case from a group trying to recall Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, at least not yet. The group was trying to bypass the appellate court and go straight to the state's highest judiciary. Voss is one of the state's most powerful Republicans. He's been targeted by both Democrats and supporters of Donald Trump. And we're only about a week away from the first day of school for many Wisconsin kids. That means you'll see tons more buses on the road. Melissa Kay has a refresher on some basic bus safety.
You can do your part to help keep our kids safe. When the yellow lights are flashing on a school bus, slow down and prepare to stop. When red lights are flashing, vehicles need to stop from both directions until students are out of the roadway and the lights go off.
For most public school districts across Wisconsin, the first day of class is after Labor Day. Many of them begin Tuesday. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers lose in a battle of home runs. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports. Milwaukee hit 2 home runs, but the San Francisco Giants hit 3 of their own to win 5-4 on Tuesday night, including the go-ahead shot by Mike Yastrzemski. Manager Pat Murphy says it was a hot night at AmFam Field.
I think guys were a little warm and sweating profusely, but I think both teams did a nice job. I thought it was a fairly well-played game, and I thought I love the way we competed.
Milwaukee was leading the NL Central by 12 games a week ago, but after losing four of the last six, the Brewers' lead is down to 9 in front of the Chicago Cubs. The second of 3 games in the series against the Giants is tonight in Milwaukee. The Packers trimmed their roster down to 53 players on Tuesday. Green Bay placed running back A.J. Dillon on injured reserve in one of the moves. The Packers also kept kicker Greg Joseph over Anders Carlson, a 6th-round draft pick last year. For Civic Media Sports, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Mostly cloudy this morning with a little more sunshine by later this afternoon. Our high today, 74. The wind out of the northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, 61. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 79 with rain and thunderstorms tomorrow night. Could be some heavy rain, too, with a half inch or more possible. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 71.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time for a Hump Day edition. Pat Kreitlow of Up North News, Trigvy Olson, the Lincoln Project, and much more. Be here.
Hump Day!
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS. Home for Matt and Air on Air.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning. Happy Wednesday to you.
Nice to be back in the studio, yeah. Right? I mean, this is great.
Last night was the hottest night I've ever experienced in Green Bay.
Really?
It was, yeah, at about 6 o'clock, it was incredibly hot. I actually took some nice, I see a nice picture.
No.
All right, hang on. I'll get it for you in a second here. Yeah, it was so hot. It was unbelievable. Here, let me just show you this. I should have gotten walked to the bridge, but I was too lazy. Look at this picture.
Oh, yeah, the sky.
Is that beautiful?
Yeah, it's beautiful. The orange sky. I think you're to show me a picture of yourself walking. Oh. Okay, no, oh. The sky, that's
you
great.
You want one of those?
No, not at all. Oh. That's a great...
Isn't
it was
beautiful?
So orange last night. Yes.
Yeah.
I
can you see that, Todd?
Isn't that something?
That's awesome, yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a beautiful night last night.
So anyway.
Fun day.
Yes. Todd, thank you. All your people from Civic Media, all the people from our hospitality company.
Simple Life.
Simple Life. Yeah. What a fun day we had yesterday at their house.
Yeah, it was the Packer house on True Lane, and that was really focused on the NFL draft. It's amazing how much is going on, right? And even in the paper today, there's even more opportunities for people. So,
you know,
and Simple Life, and we'll talk about your friend
yeah,
as well.
Yeah, I was just going to get onto that. Oh. Yeah, no, go ahead.
But I just want to say that it was almost like a resourceful show yesterday. There's just, you know, people listen and I can do this, I can do that. So it was great to have Aaron Popke on. I mean, he's kind of the focus from the Green Bay Packers. But, you know, even this, what is this, this Zarvan, private driving services. I mean, they're going to pick up some business. Just a lot of things that are going on. And, of course, we focused on the rental.
I'm not even kidding now. I'm going to look into being like an Uber driver.
Well, that's
a transport
what this kid's
guy.
Doing.
I know. That's going to be such a major, major, major aspect.
Yeah.
Remember when I asked that question about the, and they said, no, it's got to be almost all, you know, transportation, public transportation, or whatever you want to, private, whatever you want to call it. I'm going to look into driving.
Yeah.
What?
You're not a great driver, but yeah, that'd be fun. You know, you got to be careful.
I'm not a great driver.
You're not.
How do you know that? You've never driven with me.
Something tells me I did one time.
I don't think you did. By the way, I'm so excited. I got my car to salvage.
Yeah, where's your car? And then where's Todd's car? Where's my car?
What do you mean by that?
Well,
oh, don't even give me that. You lose your car. Every time I've gone with
Johnny,
you to someplace,
about your
you
car
blast
was,
your car.
Car was banged up, and it's because of accidents. That's what I'm saying.
Well, that wasn't my fault.
Okay. The pole just jumped out at you. Okay, anyway, tell me.
I didn't know my car had a blind spot.
Back to my point.
Okay.
The only
that's
caution...
a Back to the Future with Biff.
Yeah.
Biff, you kind of banged out my car. I didn't know it had a blind spot. You should have told me it had a blind spot. I didn't know. You can't blame me. I'm excited about this.
But
I want to tell you guys about
I want to
this.
Caution you a little bit on being an Uber driver or Lyft driver, because I think if I drive, I'm just going to be an independent, because then you can put a tip jar there. And I don't think Uber and Lyft let you do that, right?
Can't have a tip jar, but
you can
tip.
You can't, but you can tip on the app.
Right. But yeah. Then, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Maybe that. Yeah. Because you're going to make it on tips.
Can I just say I accept cash?
No, they don't let you do that.
I'll put a little sign. I'm okay. I'm not a firm believer in doing exactly legal. The way the rules are.
No,
know what I mean?
I got idea for you. Mino's Cash Cab.
There you go.
I love it.
And it's everything's cash.
I love it.
Boom.
I love it.
That's cool.
I love it. I love it. I love it. It's kind of here's the way I look at life. Okay, when you buy some aspirin. Actually, I bought some sinus stuff finally to try to break this thing, okay? And it says take, you know, two capsules every 8 hour. Yeah. That's for like your 78-year-old grandma.
Actually, yeah.
Okay. I double.
You gotta without question. That stuff up.
I take three every 4 hours. Yeah. Instead of two every 8, I take three every 4.
Me too.
Eventually that's like for the general public.
It is. It's and as cautious as you can be.
Yes, exactly.
Because they don't want to get trouble.
Don't get sued. Exactly. Right. That's the minimum.
So I don't pay attention to that either.
No.
Eventually though, what science has to do is, you know, we've all got our own DNA. You just put in your DNA to tell you exactly what you need for your body.
Oh, I'd like that.
Yeah, we'll get to that someday. Okay. But right now, this stuff, adults over this. I mean, come on. There's 300 million of us.
That's exactly what I mean. Yeah. So
someday, you'll just be able to put your little chip in or you put your finger on there and tell you exactly what John Mino needs for sinus, exactly what he needs for high blood pressure,
exactly what
he needs for overweight, exactly what he needs for gout, exactly, you know, all that stuff you have.
Got a text here. Didn't Jim get tickets as mayor from the Green Bay Police Department?
For what? For like
speeding?
Speeding or something?
Yeah, who's that? Oh, yeah.
It said Donna.
Yeah. No, but I don't know if I'm going to drive for that. I might. If they have dedicated Uber lanes, I'm going to drive. I mean, dedicated, what am I looking for?
Mass transit?
Yeah. Lanes. Yeah. That if we can drive, then I will do it. But I don't want to sit in traffic and have the guy yelling
at me. I agree. But I tell them stories. I'd sing. I'd do all kinds of things.
Oh, yeah. So me too. Oh, man, me?
I'd be all over it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. When I was mayor.
I took a trip out to Los Angeles. It was a really quick one. Never been out there before. Okay. But went out and, you get out of the airport and you're waiting for a cab. And you're waiting and you're waiting and you're waiting. And a guy comes up and goes, you know, you're waiting for a cab? I said, yeah. He goes, come with me. And so I didn't really think. I'm from Wisconsin, right? And it's me, my sister, and some other people. and Lisa Hale from our news department. And we just follow this guy.
Yeah.
Like, we walk a long way to a parking
lot.
Not knowing what's going on. And it turns out the guy was doing what Mino's thinking of doing, right?
Right.
But he could have killed us. Absolutely. He could have done anything. Right. We had no idea. But nicest guy. And we said, hey, can you pick us up tomorrow to get back on the plane? He's like, well, I'll be there. So,
I went to, I took a trip out to Baltimore to look at, they redeveloped their downtown.
Yeah, the water.
Just unbelievable what they did. Cordish is the one who did that. So I went out to Baltimore.
Kind of a dangerous town, though.
But I got
some people that live in went to the Naval Academy and off, you know what I mean? Not too far out. No, there's tough sections.
And statistically, demographics are tough in that city, but it's amazing what they've done. And then Cordish was a developer. We talked to them about building them all down. But anyway, this is my point. We flew out there. The guy picks us up in the airport, a cab driver, just a cab. He talked about this is the stadium and the history. And did you know back here? And really gave us this like tour.
That's so cool.
But I said to him after, I said, you know, which I gave him a good tip. I'm like, how did you know all that? He goes, well, we have to take a test.
Really?
We have to know the city and to get our license. So, of course, what do? I come back here and say we should do that here. Because, you know, we get some complaints from cabs once in a while. So I said, let's do that and make that part of the license because the license comes from the city. Let's give them not a difficult test, but, you know, a little bit, you know, not who's the mayor, but, like, how old is the city and where the first settlement and all that. And, of course, our council voted that down because they just wanted to – it was such a – bad council back then, but it just, and that would have been so progressive. And Baltimore, like you said, they did that because they don't have a very good reputation. We have a stellar reputation here, you know? And anyway, I thought that was really cool that they did
that. I like that idea.
And Uber drivers, they do that on their own because of the tips.
Yeah. But okay. So anyway, So anyway, first of all, we got a text here. It says, wanted to share, I ordered from Operation Coffee and it is fantastic.
Oh, good.
I loved his story, so I thought I'd give it a try, but now I'm a forever customer. Thanks for having him on the show, Mary. We had that young man on 2 weeks ago.
A couple weeks ago.
Operation Coffee, based out of Kekana, starting up his thing.
Does he got a little baby now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'd imagine.
I think so. I think she was about to have a baby when she was on, right?
Right. Yeah. It was like that day.
Yeah.
Right? She said, I might have to leave early.
Like, yeah. Wonderful, wonderful veteran helping other veterans. We want to do more with him.
Yeah.
Get him out. I want to promote him. Got another one here. Thanks for a great day yesterday. We appreciate your whole team. Michael from Simple Life Hospitality.
All right.
Michael, the pleasure was ours.
Yep.
That was the most fun day we've had in doing this show.
Long time. That's great.
And all the different people that came through.
Yeah. We get a...
Hope it worked out well for them.
Yeah, I think it will. I think people are very interested in that. And we talked about
one disappointing aspect. We know the owners. When they came by, we didn't know it was them. Our kids went to school with their kids and everything like that. And I said, hey, I could keep an eye on this for you.
You know, that lady thought you were like, she thought you were a little serious, and she's like listening to you, and I'm like, he's feeding you a line. But yeah.
Then I said, well, your husband said you'd give me the code.
Right.
I got some buddies from the UC coming down. Yeah. She's he did. And then I think you were like,
But what a beautiful house. The nicest. I mean, everybody in there was nicer than the next, but it was that was a cool event. And of course, we ended with the Alzheimer's Walk, which we'll get
to
later.
You know what people loved? That car that came there.
Oh, that was cool.
Oh, was that a showstopper?
Yeah. Yeah.
1950 Packard.
Yeah.
Maybe he'll let you drive that around for your cash cab.
That guy would make some. That guy could make some money.
Oh, I'm thinking now.
Now that's, yeah.
Oh boy.
I don't know. I think that could be fun. And even if I would only drive, you know, after the show at 9 till, I don't know, 1 or 2. I'm not gonna drive at night, but. I think we could, you know, you pick up an extra couple hundred bucks.
Absolutely. I'll do it. Got a text here. They should have ambassadors on the city bus for the draft and games. That's kind of true.
That is a great idea. You know, I'll tell you what.
I think that's a really good point.
Some commissioners on the Transit Commission, and I'll bring that up to them because I think.
We could be one of those.
Well,
we both could.
Well, now what they can do now, because. What they should do is they don't need ambassadors on the bus. They need the bus drivers to be ambassadors. And you can't drive the bus.
You know, you've been on those trips to like Hawaii and those tours.
Yeah,
And somebody, you know, you got the driver, but then you got the other guy.
Yeah.
Hey, Kalauka, let me hear it, everybody.
I find you guys very annoying.
We'll get you guys little walkie-talkies.
Yeah.
Welcome to Green Bay.
And you can't hear because it's too loud and distorted.
Just so you know, when you say Alahu, you say it to us.
Everybody.
Okay, everybody now, come on. It means hello and goodbye. Did you know that?
I just hate those. Welcome to
the islands.
I don't know those two.
But okay, who wants to get a lay? Come on now, Grandpa. I'm not talking. You know what I mean here. We got Shakella here. He's going to give you a lay.
Okay, we've all been on it.
We've all been on that bus.
I was on a tour one time. This is kind of funny. In Europe, and we were driving, and this lady, same thing. She was the lady talking, and the bus driver was the bus driver, although you can do one of the same. But she got done with the tour, and then she goes, I would just thank you for being on this tour, and, you know, I would be I would be very honored if you would show your appreciation. And some guy, like, let's give her a round of applause. Everybody clapped. She meant a dip.
That's
everybody clapped and got off the bus. She didn't get a nickel.
That is a good story.
That might be the best story you've ever told.
That was funny. That was really funny. I mean,
that is a really good story.
Let's give her a round of applause. And the guy was serious. You know, he was a nice guy.
Oh, yeah. But yeah, they are annoying.
We got to do better than that.
All right. Mind of the Mayor, we got a big show coming up for you. Stay with us.
This is Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. I want to talk today to the folks who are trying to decide between funding their retirement or funding their kids' future education. Because for a lot of us, this is an either-or choice. And I'm here to tell you, or just to give you permission, to fund your retirement before a 529 or another school-specific savings plan. Why? Well, your kids can borrow money for their education, and they might get scholarships or grants to help them pay for it. but there aren't loans to help you pay for retirement. And while Social Security will be there to support you, most of us want or need to live on a little more than what Social Security provides. And if you don't save for retirement, your kids could ultimately end up on the hook paying for your care. Taking care of you is also taking care of them. For more Everyday Money tips, check out Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Hey, welcome back. Mino the Mayor here on a good-looking Wednesday, 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3 FM, WISS, and, of course, the Civic Media app. 67 degrees in Green Bay,
yeah, 68 cool
Appleton, 71 in Oshkosh.
Love it.
What is the high for the last 2 days? What did you see as like?
We hit 90, didn't we? 91? I think it was 90. It was 91 okay. In my car, but that's not always.
Well, I saw 8. When I walked the other day, I walked like from noon to 1 o'clock, and it started at 87, and when I finished, it was 89. And that's the highest I saw.
Yeah.
I have a sweat going, though. Oh, my God. It was unbelievable.
Idea.
It's phenomenal. I took my shirt off, and I just ringed it out on top of the bridge.
Oh, jeez.
People are honking. Hey, what's
jump.
Up?
Don't jump.
Girls coming
jump.
By on their roller skates saying, hey, we'll see you later.
Yeah, right? Exactly. Right. Okay, you know, I got to tell. Okay, so this is a true story. When I was walking that day, walking over the bridge here on the Nitschke Bridge, two ladies, you know, office workers out to take, you know, lunchtime, take a 20-minute walk or whatever.
Good.
You know, both attractive, you know, whatever. And some guy coming the way honks in his piece of crap car. And I even looked at him and I went like this.
Just give me a break.
Like, really?
I mean, come on.
You got a shot? Really? I put up my hands. I looked at him. I go, really? It's like, that just impressed them so much that they're gonna say, hey, come on back. Are you kidding me? What kind of a guy honks at women like that? They're going to score.
You never did ever?
Never in my life.
Even as a young man, why you never
not?
Did that?
Well, never.
You have to have the right car for one.
Yeah.
And that guy, you said,
he had a piece of crap.
Right.
You have to have a Super B or something.
Yeah. Something
like that. Right?
That could work. That could work. Dodge. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway.
You know, I got to tell you.
Driving,
you know,
but okay.
You know who I want to get on the show is Tom Izzo. Okay. Basketball coach at Green Bay, at Michigan State, because they're going to be playing up at Northern Michigan, which is kind of a cool thing. And I was at the game the last time they played 50 years ago in 1974.
Wow.
So that's going to be kind of cool. He's going back to his old school to play. They're actually holding it in the football stadium is the game. So
well, that's cool.
Really cool. So but here's the thing. Somebody told me this. And I'm going to ask him live on the air. He and Mariucci were roommates and everything, you know, both from Iron Mountain. Their last high school basketball game was against Nagani. As a matter of fact, got beaten in the UP finals. But anyway.
Everybody knows that.
Yeah. But anyway, what they had, somebody told me they had something hooked up in their car where it was almost like a loudspeaker that would come through the thing. Oh, and they would make comments. Hey, lady.
Oh, man.
Yeah. So we could find out.
Let's ask him that.
We're going to ask
him
that question.
He'll deny it now.
Yeah. Got another text there. John would be yelling at the people to be quiet and listen to his stories.
You know,
that's not true.
The person who text in earlier about the ambassadors on the bus. I want to say that we have some, the city has some bus drivers. Have you ever taken the bus to the game? You know, we have those.
The trolley?
No. There's just shuttles. You can pick it up at Stadium View. You can pick it. They have different things.
There's one right outside our door, I think.
Right, that picks up here. There's one on the east side, west side, and they drop you off right at the game. They pick up it. Anyway.
Which I think is a great idea.
Those drivers are pretty entertaining.
Oh, I'll bet.
The city puts the best drivers, and they're funny, and we took it at Christmas because we didn't want to drive there. They had the kids and dressed up like Santa Claus. It was just really, I bet tourists thought, what a great city, you know? So,
I think we could
and we're going to have packed buses for that. So that's a good idea to make sure they're at least trained or have some kind of, you know, promote the city, but be funny too. Yeah, that's a good idea.
So anyway, so back to my story. So I take my car in yesterday to the salvage yard down in some little town I've never been in before off of 42 in Manitowoc County.
A lot of us trade our cars in, but you went to the salvage yard?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. It would have cost between, at a $2,400 quote to get my front panel fixed, my window on the driver's side doesn't go down. That was going to cost over $300. I got some weird noise. I actually was concerned because I was checking to see if you got a catalytic converter. because you know that's where the money come from, that it was gone because it made so much noise. Todd, I think I've talked to you while driving in my car. And I talked to my brother one day. He goes, are you in a helicopter? It made so much noise. One tire constantly goes flat, even though it's a new tire, because there's something wrong with the wheel. So I had so many things that would have needed to be fixed. Okay. It was unbelievable. Right. But we're going to do a contest, Todd.
All right.
When I cleaned it out, you have to clean it out.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And how many quarters did I find throughout my entire car? Because I'll tell you what I do sometimes. When I got when you'd get change back from a drive through, if you use whatever, I would throw it into my back, the floor of my back seat. Okay. I don't know why.
No.
But that's what I would do. Okay.
Doesn't seem real accessible, but yeah, okay.
I don't know. But here's the funny part. So I keep getting these warnings for different things in my car. So when I was at the thing yesterday, and the lady says, well, drive it over there and to the thing. I'm driving, and two different warning things went on. Extreme tire deflation, must check now, warning. And another thing for my engine, it's like, I'm just going to park it.
Here are the keys.
And here's the funny thing. I never noticed this the whole time I had this car. When you shut the car off and you open the door, the little thing pops up and says, goodbye.
It's like, no way. Oh,
yes.
That's
it's like,
hilarious.
Oh my goodness, is this apropos?
Yeah.
Yeah. But what I'm saying is,
and what was your response?
But I was thinking, oh my gosh, if I was a little bit younger, maybe I'm still young enough to do this. You know what they're looking for? Help wanted wise, that a job that I would love, like you can't believe?
At the junkyard?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Crane operator.
Oh, yeah. Now that would be cool.
Tell me that wouldn't be a great job.
Yeah. Cops come out. I never heard the guy in there. You know, in the mafia.
I didn't hear nothing. What are you talking about? Nothing in the trunk. I even checked the trunk. I didn't see nothing in there. Yeah.
Now I'm thinking about this. Maybe you're not the right person for that job.
I would love that job. I was just sitting there just mesmerized.
Yeah, that's cool.
Watching them.
Yeah, that's cool.
Oh, I'd love to be a crane operator. Can you go to NWTC
for that? I think
every
kid wants to be a crane operator, right?
But you know what? Every adult is, if you're a crane doing stuff, every adult stands and watches.
You know, that's just it. You know, when we, downtown here, we just had a lot of people watching construction.
Absolutely.
Just watching, like people like our age that would just sit and watch.
Yes. Like, there's something fascinating about it.
It's kind of a cool day to just watch these guys, you know, put up a building or take a building down.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
That would be cool. So where was this place? What is it?
B&B Metal Salvage. You take 42 down towards the town of Cleveland, past St. Nazian's.
Yeah.
It's some little town. You ever hear of a restaurant called the Smiling Moose?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, it's right by there.
Oh, that's...
So what's,
I know where that is. That Smiling Moose is that big chair you get a picture taken in. Yeah.
Okay.
Smiling Moose. Is it Newton? B&B Metals
Processing? Yeah, generally.
It'd be Newton.
I mean, it's out in the country, but yeah, that would be...
I'm sure they're very concerned about leakage into the land and the water supply.
I'm sure they are. I don't know about that, but I would love to work at that place. I'm not even kidding about that.
I can see that. That'd
yes.
be fun. And what you can't really do anything wrong because your job is just to destroy it.
Yeah,
you know
pretty
what I mean?
Much.
It's not like nobody's going to complain like, oh, you didn't do it right.
Yeah.
Like, just drop it.
Yeah.
Does it have the, did it condense it or was it
a
grinder?
I don't know.
Oh.
I think they took some stuff out first. The catalytic converter, obviously, which are worth like a couple hundred
yeah,
bucks.
Yeah, something like that.
That's where they're all being stolen. Mm. You know, the plutonium or something?
I don't even know what
those is
are.
It?
I'm not sure.
Some precious metal type thing. But anyways, just a great feeling to get rid of it. But Todd, can we do a quick contest?
Yeah.
Prize package. What have we got for a good prize, Todd?
Give them the money.
We've got...
Yeah.
No, we need that for parking,
yeah, that's
Jim.
Our, oh, yeah, that's our...
We do. We
but,
do.
Hey, like I said, though, you know what's going to be really funny? Some of those are so sticky from, like, Mountain Dew spilling.
Yeah.
They might.
Give them the money.
Yeah, destroy the parking meters.
Well, we got to do the birthday song coming
okay.
up.
Oh,
and then
okay.
right after that, we'll get the contest all going. Right.
Outstanding. Right. We got Len Nelson coming up, Ben and Deanna Malcor, Grace Hageman from the Croc Center, Terry Barr, Slice of Wisconsin. Fun show coming up.
Oshkosh Air Support, WISS. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Imagine being able to detect pests on your crops simply by listening to them eat. This groundbreaking concept has become a reality with the introduction of the Insect Eavesdropper, a tool designed to transform pest management in agriculture. And UW entomology professor Emily Bick is the co-founder, and she says that by harnessing the power of sound, this sensor offers farmers a new way to detect and monitor insect pests directly on their crops.
Now, to figure out if you have corn rootworm in your field, you have to dig the plant, right? Especially the larval stage, which is doing the vast majority of the damage. You dig the plant, you either put it in a bucket, you put it in a malaise trap, you wait till the larva kind of hatches out, dries out, and then you can start to count it, and you can actually tell what that damage is. But this type of sensor allows for that direct detection. So without having to bring your machete or butcher's knife to a cornfield to split a stalk of corn or try to open a cob of corn to see if you have a corn earworm, you could just simply listen.
That's UW entomology professor Emily Bick along with us. I'll have a look at your morning markets right after this.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Rural Mutual is the number one farm insurer in Wisconsin for a good reason. As a company founded by farmers, they understand the ag industry and its challenges. Local agents offer farm families the best advice and personalized coverage. Visit ruralmutual.com to find an agent near you.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Wisconsin Farm Bureau is the trusted voice leading agriculture forward. Through the efforts of farmers, supported by organizations like Farm Bureau, agriculture continues to sustainably advance, meeting the needs of today while addressing the challenges that come with feeding a growing population. By providing resources, training, and advocacy, Farm Bureau empowers farmers to embrace sustainable solutions for a stronger tomorrow.
A voice for farmers, a vision for agriculture, Wisconsin Farm Bureau.
I'm Charity Seebecker for the Midwest Farm Report with a look at your morning markets. Cash corn is trading at 366 and a quarter, down a penny. New crop corn is trading at 391 and a quarter, down 1.5 cents. Cash beans are trading at 963 and a half, down 4 cents. And new crop beans are trading at 982 and a quarter, down 4 1/4. And wheat is trading at 506 and 3/4, down 1.5 cents. September Class 3 milk contract is trading at 2257 a hundredweight. That's down a penny. And October milk is trading at 2274 hundredweight, and that is down 9 cents. Barrel cheese closed yesterday with no change and closed at 225. 40-pound block cheese also had no change and closed yesterday at 214. And the double A butter closed up 2 1/4 cents yesterday and closed at 319 3/4. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Charity Seebecker.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Mostly cloudy this morning with a little more sunshine by later this afternoon. Our high today, 74. The wind out of the northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, 61. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 79 with rain and thunderstorms. Tomorrow night could be some heavy rain, too, with a half inch or more possible. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones. Check 511WI.gov or download the app for road work or closures on your route. Know before you go with 511 Wisconsin. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
From the lakeshore to Lake Winnebago.
Door to Fond du Lac counties.
Northeast Wisconsin is special for many different reasons. I'm Lisa Hale.
And I'm Terry Barr. Family and fun.
Safe communities and friends. We're featuring all of it as part of New Wisco Weekend, a news magazine show just for you, and highlighting what makes the Fox Valley and Green Bay area a great place to live.
Join us.
New Wisco Weekend, Saturday mornings at 8, Sundays at 11 on WGBW and WISS. And the Civic Media app.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
From the home of the largest fly-in in the world, we are Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM, WISS. Where the fans own the team. This is the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM. Miss part of the show or want to share it with a friend? Check out the Mino and the Mayor podcast at civicmedia.us and on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Take Mino and the Mayor with you everywhere. Now, once again, Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Yeah. Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Minor and the Mayor here on a beautiful Wednesday. Once again, 67 in Green Bay right now, 68 in Appleton, 71 in Oshkosh. Today is Otter Day. When I took my granddaughters up to the DeYoung Family Zoo in Wallace, Michigan,
yeah.
They've got a special thing you can do. It's something with the critters.
Like feed them, you mean?
Well, you go right in. They got these baby otters, and you go right into this room, and you get to play with the baby otters.
Otters are cool.
They are very cool. Yeah. I like them.
Yeah.
We had a, where I used to go fishing, there was an otter slide. And sometimes you'd be fishing and you'd see them. They'd go down their slide. It's like little kids on a
right,
slide at
right,
the park.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
They it just, was the coolest thing.
Very playful.
Yes.
Yeah.
Flip-flop day.
Is that politician day?
Yeah, I think it is. Yeah. Which way are you going on this one, Senator? Well, yeah, I'm going to talk to my constituents. I'm gonna get the pulse. No,
Todd, that's flip-flops, right?
Like, see what kind of envelopes I find under my newspaper on my desk.
I think they're talking about the stuff you wear on your feet.
That's what I thought. Yeah, I didn't know if that was dedicated.
When I'm so old, they used to be called shower sandals. Remember that?
Weren't they called, like, tongs? Not thongs.
Oh, yeah,
tongs,
yeah, yeah, tongs, too, yeah.
That was what they were called.
But I remember I went to a football camp one time, and it said the things you had to take,
shower sandals.
Yeah.
and then
I remember those camps.
You know what, though? And then they said, you know, for the parents, you know, we know it's going to be hot and everything, we just want you to know we will have water and salt tablets for your kids.
Thanks.
Salt tablets. For like 13-year-old kids.
Was that football camp you went to? Oh, we went to music camp. We didn't have
same thing, right?
We didn't have salts there.
Although I will say this, like I told you that.
But we did.
I can name three separate occasions awesome. Where I had somebody at an event I was at with a high school marching band where somebody passed out in their big uniforms.
Yeah.
I mean, that's.
Those are cool, though. I mean, that's, you meet a lot of friends.
I know, and, but why the other night when it was super hot at the game we did, kids were in Hawaiian shirts and shorts, and that's the new.
Well, it's expensive, though. You got to raise money. You football guys, everybody gives, you know, throw money at it, but bands sometimes it's a little harder,
I know.
But it is. They need summer uniforms in winter.
I'm different. Like, okay. I'm the guy on the sideline watching the parade go by. Screaming, you're out of line, you know, and where's your uniforms? Like, get out there and sweat like the rest of us.
I agree. It has gotten a little casual. Yep.
I want to see left foot on one,
but
right foot on two. I mean, I want to see it look good. I want those lines straight.
I agree with the line straight, but look at Notre Dame's uniforms. Those capes, those are heavy. And plus, it's all dark clothes and then the green.
I'm going to be right in the middle here in this one because I've been there where kids have passed out, but I'm also with Todd. It is so much more. It is cool I found this thing. There's this new, or not new. I don't think it's new.
Flip-flop day. Okay,
go ahead. There's a Facebook page called Born in Nagani.
Okay.
Born in Nagani. And what was that?
Like Bruce Springsteen? What do you mean? There's a face Born in Nagani. Why? Why would, what? I don't, that makes absolutely no sense to me. Born in Nagani is a Facebook page.
I love it. Growing up in Oshkosh is a Facebook page.
Absolutely. Really? Yep. Absolutely.
Yep.
I'm not on that. But okay. Well, all right. So that's. So what,
did what's you the, see the one Proud Ron Colley alums?
No.
Because there isn't one.
I got to give you a text I came across on Facebook.
I'm starting.
Michael said Jim could wrap himself in linens while wearing his shower sandals.
That could work.
When somebody mentioned linens, Michael mentioned linens yesterday during the show. I almost choked.
I know. And what were you saying that Jim's got a linens fetish?
Oh,
which is
exactly.
Weird. That was a little weird. But that lady from, I just want to say, I was telling Donna last night, Beth, that.
Rubies.
Was that her from Rubies? I said, it's a great company. So, yeah. Anyway, so Born in Nagani.
Okay. So, anyway, they did a thing from the centennial in 1965, found all this old film. Okay. And for the centennial parade and everything. Mm-hmm. And what I'm saying is there was a group called the Blue Notes, the Ishpeming Blue Notes. It was a drum and bugle corps. Oh, yeah. Do they even have drum and bugle corps anymore?
Some places,
okay.
Some of them are really good.
And what I'm saying is I'm watching it and it's like, oh my gosh, what you guys are saying about in-step, perfect uniforms.
Boom.
This is from 1965 and the camera is set up high where you're coming right to them. And I remember, and that the director, I mean, it was.
That's awesome.
It was like.
Yep.
You snap. Yeah, it had a snap to it.
Yeah.
And it's like, holy cow.
Yeah.
Is that impressive watching that?
I love the peer pressure in band when somebody would get out of line and somebody next to him, like a senior or a junior.
Really?
Oh, I love that.
But think about that. That's harder than you might think. Because you got to play an instrument, too.
Absolutely.
Now, granted, you have the music, but...
Well, half the time, the rest of you instruments were doing nothing while the drummers are doing the cadence while you guys are just, you know, we're always working in the percussion section.
Play?
Drums.
Oh, that's the best.
I would love to
For
do
a
that.
Marching band, there's nothing better.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But you got to see
the xylophone guys. There's some the drum lines are they're very very popular. East has their own drum line. It's really really good. And so does
I'd love to get them in here one morning.
Or that'd be great. UWGB has a pretty good drum line too. When we went to the basketball game, they come out and perform.
Well, those I like guys the ones really even good. At Lambeau.
Well, those guys are really good.
I think that's cool.
Oh yeah,
those, I like that.
And they can get a crowd around there. And yeah, that's.
I'll tell you what though, I got to be honest with you. There's a couple of times yesterday at our house where we did the show. And the Packer tailgate band, I mean, they were, I got goosebumps sometimes with some of those songs.
Kevin?
Oh, they're so good.
Those guys are the best.
And great guys, too.
Just good
the
guys.
Greatest. Not a jerk in that group, you know?
They love it. And those guys are good guys. And that's also, you know, talk of the town, too.
So I still get a kick out of though. Todd's giving them like a rap, or and they were taking it as like, play louder.
Kevin finally said, give me a cutthroat when you want me to be done.
They're like oblivious.
I'm going
to
try that
cues.
With you guys pretty soon.
Yeah, they are really, and they got such a variety. Now, that's all Packer and the fight songs and, you know.
I love when they do. The Saints go marching in. The old Packer kickoff song.
Right.
Yeah.
In my front lawn. When I was a kid, I would throw the ball to myself and be like I was Travis Williams returning it.
Throw it up.
And while I'm running, I'd have the fight song in my life. And you know what? I'm not the only kid that did that.
No.
I guarantee you.
Oh, yeah.
That song still gives me goosebumps.
That band is so good. And they also, with Talk of the Town, and I'm sure you've heard them perform before, but so we're having that big thing November 19th, the bye week of the Packers season at the Northland Hotel celebrating their 100th anniversary. So I called Kevin and I'm like, hey, look, you know, because they play Sing, Sing, Sing. They have great, great, you know, 20s, 30s music, but they're already booked. And I even talked to him yesterday. I said, can you get out of that thing?
Oh,
so, man.
I was talking with the banjo guy such a great guy.
Oh, he's awesome.
Talking about all the different states things. They got so many gigs, it's mind-boggling.
What did Kevin say? I forgot how many they did this summer. Like, I think 5 days a week? That is unbelievable to play that much. But they love it, and they're really, really good. And they, like you said, Todd, they all get along.
Somebody even put a thing on, I think that band looks like it's a party just on its own.
Yep.
And it's true.
That they takes do. Everything we do when they're with us.
Yeah.
Just
that
up
makes
two
the whole thing. Yeah.
And when they played at the City band concert, whatever, 3 or 4 Wednesdays ago. Then I had them over at my house after, you know, for that like hot dog party.
Bar.
And they
hot dog bar.
They stayed.
I have to work. Why do I have Kevin, a feeling?
And Kevin said, "Look, just gotta get to bed, you know." But they they're fun. They're fun to talk to as much as listen
absolutely.
To.
Absolutely, just great guys.
Yeah,
those guys, super. Yeah. But I have another thing that I like. Have you ever watched, what was the movie? Drumline, I think, was the name of the movie, where you have the historically black colleges, you know, that's HBC, when they have their big band concerts, where it's a competition, that's amazing, the athleticism of these people, and the, what's the, synchronicity or whatever the term is, is mind-boggling. I love watching them.
Those bands are really, really good. And if you go to
It's Southern University. Well, is that Louisiana, Todd?
That was in the movie. Yep.
Okay, that's what's in the movie.
Yep.
Okay.
But if you go to the presidential inauguration and they have the parade and they invite these bands, those bands, and everybody's showing off to be better
absolutely.
Than the next. And they, you got to sit where they do more of their performances. But it's just, there's those kids, man, they're unbelievably talented. I mean, we are just pretty much. Marched in a
but how line, even but, like you go to a Badger game or something.
Oh, those
and
guys are
the different formations.
Oh, yeah.
How do you learn all those things and in step? And like Ohio State, where you see it, where they do the whole Ohio as it's going, and then one person comes out and dots the I.
Yeah.
You're
on a football field too, though. You know, so
well,
you do that. You're not cheating, but at least there's lines.
Yeah.
Jim, did they? I mean, they would literally lay out the formations on pages, and it'd be pinwheel curve. It's, you know, step two, whatever it was.
How much practice does it take?
Oh,
like
my gosh, all summer
thing.
Just to get ready for football season.
Somebody like me would just follow the guy in front of me.
I was
not the front guy.
Yeah, yeah, I could see that.
If he goes the wrong way, they're all going the wrong way. You know what I'm saying?
You know what? I actually like. I like. I tell people. I said my favorite sport. People are saying, "What's your favorite sports thing in the world?" Mine is Friday night at a high school stadium.
Oh yeah.
And I, you know what? Even one of the things because when they walk and they just do the, as they're marching up to the stadium type thing. I think that's cool. I really do.
That's the cadence that the drummers have to play.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Every school has their own kind of cadence. Okay.
And sometimes I would like that when the band director would really give you guys like a really cool, cool cadence. There's different ones, right? Yep. And some of them are like, you know, just a lot of rib
shots.
We
had a really cool one.
Yeah.
How about those band guys? Or it's not what would it be? The main guy that
major,
they run up.
Major?
Like, well, you ever Notre Dame football? Yeah, the Notre Dame football games. You got to see that guy is 45-degree angle.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
With a real cocky, and it was in a great way.
Totally.
But it's amazing how he runs out at that position.
And there's really, and that's great. But that Madison, I mean, how competitive it is to be the drum major there.
I believe
that's unbelievable what they do. So it's very, very cool.
No,
and it's
all
a lot.
Respect
those kids have a lot of fun too. I mean, like the team has a lot of fun, but band is a lot of fun too.
No, no question. Got a text here, Jim. You should reach out to high school jazz bands to see if they would play for the Northland.
You know, thank you for that text, but I've already reached out to the UWGB jazz band and I booked them. So they're the ones who are going to play at the Northland. And they, too, high school bands are great, but actually the guy called me heard about this thing, and that's a good band, the UWGB jazz band. So they're going to play all that 20s.
You know what was cool? Because it's fun, you know, obviously watching the Badger Band at Lambeau or Camp Randall or whatever. I thought it was really cool. I'm going back, 20 years now? For the 100th anniversary of the Green Bay East, Green Bay West game, and they had not the entire band, but they had probably 50 people.
Right.
I thought that was cool, seeing the Badger Band right here at East Stadium.
Yep, honoring the two teams. Yeah, that was very cool.
And I thought that was super cool. And I love it when they play Roll at the Barrel and the band members all dance together, do that stuff.
They
bring a certain something.
And that's why not that the NFL would do anything for financially, but they want people to stay so that fifth quarter, nobody leaves.
Nobody leaves.
I mean, maybe a couple hundred people.
But
everybody stays for that fifth quarter, which
is
the best.
Yeah,
it's fun.
I remember, I forget which Packer game it was, but it was when the Packers were finally getting good under Holmgren, and they won a big game, and just by chance, the band, you know, it's the fifth quarter.
Yeah.
I forget which game it was. Maybe, I don't know. I'm never going to say there were so many big games back then. There was such an electricity in that stadium.
You can bring it.
Because people were still high from the wind, like the last second wind.
And then you top it off
and
with
then
these
them. Yeah. I've never experienced energy like that in a football stadium, at a sporting event in my life.
Well, that was, I think I've been to a couple of those games. But when they came for that LSU game.
Yeah. Even yesterday somebody mentioned that, right?
Right. We're talking about how great Lambeau, and they're like, well,
but you bring a college atmosphere.
They're like, the best experience I had at Lambeau was, Badgers and LSU. But those guys, and their conductor, he retired, but anyway, just nicest guy on the planet. And that was a whole lot of fun. And those kids just really enjoy band, and they have to try out. You know, that's not like, okay, sign up and I'm in. So it's a big deal.
Did you play in college, Todd, when you went to college?
Never went to college.
You didn't go to college?
I did not go to college. I was going to go for journalism, took a year off, and never went.
Where did you go? Did you go to Brown?
I didn't go.
Are you serious?
I got a job at a little radio station in Ripon, Wisconsin, playing music to the cows out in the cornfield, and that's where I got started.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
That's old school. That's great, but to be able to walk into a radio station, especially back then, and they give you a job?
Yeah,
wow.
Pretty talented.
Because everybody thought they could do radio. And when I was in high school, we probably about six kids that, wanted to get into radio like I did. I thought that was going to be my career. But it was hard, man, for those points. Well, except for the real graveyard shifts, I guess, where you didn't say much. And Sunday morning.
I did a few of those.
Yeah.
Definitely.
You're a little bit older, Todd. That gap year thing, I couldn't get my arms around that because I think that can lead to income opportunities. And it's, people take a year off between high school and college, that gap year.
Yeah.
And are they going to go back? That's,
I didn't.
I would say to the kids, I know you didn't. And that's what I'm saying. I say to my kids, like, look, just
when
go.
I worked at Iron Ore Mines.
This is awesome music.
And these kids were getting these really sweet checks.
Right. And you're in there, right?
Yeah. This is awesome. Got a thing here. Imagine a drumline echoing off the streets by you guys in downtown.
That'd be great.
6 a.m, shut down the streets. We guess another quick break. Len Nelson will be joining us soon. Back up this.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for the Todd Allball Show. Most of us can agree everyone deserves the right to make their own medical decisions. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, we have leaders like Vice President Kamala Harris who are standing up for our rights to make our own medical decisions and protect abortion rights. As Vice President, Kamala Harris helped lead the administration's efforts to protect abortion rights after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Vice President Harris has worked to defend access to emergency medical care and support the ability to travel for reproductive care. She's fought for access to high-quality, affordable contraception and strengthened reproductive health privacy. Vice President Harris has defended our rights and freedoms against right-wing extremists who want the government to make medical decisions for us. She's a champion for our rights.
Visit www.abwt.org/Kamala and tell Vice President Harris, keep fighting for our freedom to make our own medical decisions. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
This is Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Hit me!
This is awesome.
Love it. Love it. Love it. I think this should be our music thing for every Friday during football season.
All right. We'll do that.
A little drum line.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I have...
you ever meet Patina Driver?
Oh, yeah.
She was Golden Girl for Alcorn A&M, I think, is where he went. And Driver used to say, sometimes coach would be talking about whatever, whatever. And he had his eye out on that. The Golden Girl. She was we got to get him on and talk about that.
On that show I have on Sundays,
yeah,
in local, the first Sunday of the month, we dedicate to the NFL draft.
Oh, okay.
So I got to change the music for that time.
Absolutely.
Right now we have some good music. I use a lot of music from the series Suits. Did you watch? Did I ask you about that?
Yeah.
I've watched it.
Okay. Anyway, the music is good.
Yeah.
I mean, whether you like the show or not, the music is awesome.
I think you should get NFL Films music.
I don't want to get in any trouble for any of that stuff, you know? But, like, I would take, between one of the breaks, I would take the drum line. Oh, man, because that's.
We could find that for
you.
Yeah,
you want to talk about Goosebumps? John Facenda. Just his voice. I only called a TV station twice in my life to complain about something. And I told you one time was when I was in college because I was so into Dallas, the show Dallas.
Mm, yeah.
Why?
I don't know. And they kept promoing, you know, the season finale of Dallas. And they show this car explode and everything like that. So you're waiting for it. And then it's like Barnaby Jones is on or something. It's like, wait, what? And I called and they said, that was like that's going to be the first episode of next season.
Oh.
And it's like, what a bait and switch that was. Yeah. But then another one up at Marquette on Sunday afternoons, they'd always advertise NFL Films. And I would wait all weekend and sit, and there'd be outdoor fishing in the Great Lakes type. And it's like, you know, they'd haphazardly play it. That's one thing that inspired me to become a sports guy is NFL Films.
Oh, yeah.
I love the editing, the video. Yeah. The one, could you try to look this one up, Todd?
Sure.
Real quick. The Oakland Raiders. The invaders from the sea.
That was fun talking about them yesterday, too.
Oh, yeah.
They had some crazy owners. But oh, anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But that was what they put together back then. No one has been able to do a better job of capturing the NFL and the essence of the NFL. More, I mean, even like the frozen tundra.
Is that the John Madden era? What was that era?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But you got to hear the one thing about the Raiders. It's so incredible.
Is it called The Autumn Wind?
Yes. Just hear. Can we play a little bit?
Yeah. Let me listen. A couple seconds.
30 seconds. Yeah. Just listen. Well,
and then we got to have a happy birthday this morning.
Oh, yeah.
Too,
was that?
Swaggering boisterously. His face is weather-beaten. He wears a hooded sash with a silver hat about his head and a bristling black mustache. He growls as he storms the country, a villain big and bold. And the trees all shake and quiver and quake as he robs them of their gold.
Wow.
The autumn wind is a raider, pillaging just for fun. He'll knock you round and upside down and laugh when he's conquered and won.
How cool is that?
That's pretty cool.
He had the cadence with the, you know.
Phenomenal. Great. Isn't that great? That was probably from 1970-ish?
Yeah.
74.
74, okay. Nothing's been done better.
Yeah.
All the technology, all the unbelievably talented, you know, people, editors or whatever, nothing has been done better than John Facenda in 1974 with that old film.
Yeah. That's, yeah, that gets you going.
Yeah.
That's great.
Exactly.
You know, that talk about the capturing a moment. I think some of the music, these drum lines that we're talking about,
yeah,
and, you know, these, they kind of lost a little of that, right? The Bears used to be big. They had their old Bears band.
Oh, yeah.
The Packers used to have their own band, and that stuff's kind of gone away. So it's kind of cool to harken back to.
Absolutely.
Like 60s.
No, totally agree.
70s.
You know, just because things have changed doesn't mean they've changed for the better.
I agree.
Yeah. I mean, I would still love to have a Packer band, the whole thing out in that corner.
Right.
Playing during the timeout.
What would be wrong with that, right?
I don't know. I know. He said about when they changed the stadium, they couldn't do it anymore.
You find a way.
Yeah, absolutely.
And the other thing is, I don't think it was a financial thing for, I don't think Kevin's band charged much.
I don't think they charged anything.
He really, really enjoyed it. It's like, yeah, a PR thing. So I don't know what happened, but, you know, the Bears had a band too. Ben Narden was the director. It was called Ben's Bears, in front of my dad's. And they had their band in the end zone.
The Baltimore Colts, there was actually a movie made, or not a movie, like a 30-30 or something, about the old Baltimore Colts band. And they were like one of the first ones with the cheerleaders and they're marching out. And that was such a big thing. And the band, even after the Colts left, the band stayed together
because
the band played on. That might have been the name of the thing. Because the band stayed together
because
they were so popular, even though the Colts left town.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, music's great. Football, it's all good. And you're right. I mean, things have changed. And have they changed for the better? I mean, the game's obviously, I think the game's better, but yeah.
Tell me you can find anybody right now with a voice better than John Facenda.
Right. No.
Or writing like that and incorporating the video.
Steve Sable. He was the one who wrote it.
Yeah. I actually did a story with him one time. That was kind of funny. When they were looking for a new John Facenda. Okay.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And I did this story where I'd have people. You know who was the best one who, like, actually could have done it? Remember Lee Remmel?
Yes.
The old Packers PR?
Yeah.
Curly Lambo. He was great, okay? So I had Steve Sable doing this thing, and then I read something. He goes, whoa, wait, who's that guy? Who's that guy? That's the guy we want. Are you kidding me? What will it take to get this guy? Yeah.
Is that a true story?
Oh, yeah. I'll try to find it. I did it for one of my TV shows. I used to do a minor feature every week,
yeah,
and that was the feature. And that was, and obviously it was a joke.
You know,
where he said, who's that guy?
Gotcha.
That was the punchline.
Okay, I was going to say.
Hey, Steve, we don't have anybody else left. You know, we've went through all the major, I had like TV guys, you know,
doing
it.
All right.
You know, let me just give it a shot. Oh my gosh, we found him. What's it going to take?
That was just, yeah.
Back up the trucks.
Okay.
Pay him whatever he wants. No, that was the punchline of the story.
Okay, I got it. That's funny.
I thought you were trying to tell me that he really wanted you.
No. Also, today is Senior Health and Fitness Day.
That's an important thing. Well, there's the ADRC. There's so many, even with the health and fitness, the lady that came in from UWGB, that lifelong learning, the ADRC, the Y, there's a lot of programs for that. So that's good that we honor that. There's a lot of good things. Oh, you got to sing.
Yeah, we got a minute and 30 seconds.
Oh, all right. Who's this to?
Sheila.
Sheila. Happy birthday, Sheila.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Sheila. Happy birthday to you.
That was interesting.
That was good word, Fort.
Thank you very much, Sheila. Happy birthday, Sheila.
All right.
Back. I met her sister last week.
That's right, Sarah.
At the book signing.
Right. All right.
Yeah.
This is, very happy birthday.
Awesome.
They are super nice people.
Absolutely.
Yeah, love them.
Len Nelson will be joining us next to talk about a big fundraiser for Rick McNeil. Back after this.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS. Crude and Dom.
Tune in Wednesday for the hump day edition of the Devil's Advocates. Crudy's taking young Crudy up to his alma mater. Dom's flying solo. You got to help him out. Call the Devils.
The Devil's Advocates. Weekdays 4 till 6.
If you sail or enjoy water sports, why not consider a donation to International Youth Sailing of Oshkosh at Miller's Bay on Lake Winnebago? This group has passionately built a community of recreational sailing for kids and families in northeastern Wisconsin for 16 years. A donation from you would help us to continue to educate and enrich the lives of children in Oshkosh through sailing. To make a donation or to volunteer, please visit us at sailoshkosh.com.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support. WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.